My name is Dakota, and I'm a member of YatesRadio.com. Other people here are Nicole, Isaiah, Takai, and Carmaya, and Steven is absent, and Richie. Richie is an actual radio DJ.
Welcome, Richie. Can you tell us about how and when you started becoming a DJ? What inspired you?
What inspired me? As a kid, I remember standing on my bed, and I would like pretend I was introducing records. I know that's a little bit crazy, but I've always loved just listening to radio. But radio was really, really big when I was a kid. I don't know if radio is even as big as it used to be, but I just loved it, loved it, loved it. And to make a long story short, I never dreamed that I would be on the radio, no less be on the radio for 28 years, but I did get on the radio.
So, Richie, did you tell anybody of your friends and that they agree with you? Did you tell any of your friends that they want to be part of it with you?
Oh, to be part of it on the radio? Oh, yeah, absolutely. People seem to be sometimes jealous of the fact that I was on the radio, and it is very exciting to be on it. And sure, I'm sure there's a lot of friends that, you know, wanted to be on it.
So were you ever nervous on your first song you made or something?
That's an interesting question. I know a couple of you said, I'm nervous being an interviewer today. I'm nervous right now. I don't think being nervous is bad. I think being nervous is a good thing, because if you weren't nervous, it shows that you don't care. Every day that I was on the radio, I always felt a little bit nervous. Because what's weird about radio is that you don't know who's listening. You know what I mean? Like right now, we only have 5 people here, but there may be 500 people that listen to this. So it's... And when you turn the tape recorder on, too, people get nervous. It just changes things as soon as you turn it on. So nervousness is not bad. I'm nervous right now. And what's the next question?
Do you have any friends on the radio now?
I have friends. Oh, yes, I've made a lot of friends. Well, being there for 28 years, yes, you definitely have friends that are on WGNA, but there are also a lot of people who left WGNA and now are on other radio stations. So I've been lucky that I have friends on a lot of stations.
Now, does that happen a lot, that people jump from one radio station to another? Is that common?
Yes.
Why do you think that happens so much?
Because radio works on a thing called ratings, and it's kind of like your grades, but they're very strict about your grades in radio. Like if people are listening and you get good grades, like they say that we had, like, I don't know, they have these numbers that come out and show you how, you know, popular you are. If your numbers are good, you stay there. If your numbers start to go down, they say, well, we have to get somebody else who's more interesting.
Richie, were you happy when you heard any of your friends on the radio?
Oh, absolutely. I'm happy when I hear them all the time. Sure. Because I can picture them being on the radio, and when you know them, it makes it a little more personal. But have you ever listened? Oh, now I'm going to interview you. Have you ever listened to a DJ on the radio and you almost can think, no, that person could be my friend?
Yes.
You have a DJ? You like a favorite DJ? Because that's important. That's what they try to do. They want to make it feel like you're a friend when you turn on the radio.
You want to think there's a connection.
Like a connection.
Between the DJ and to you.
Right. Mm-hmm. That makes a good DJ. A good DJ is not somebody who talks at you. A good DJ is somebody on the radio who has a conversation and makes you feel at home.
Like he talks with you?
Talks with you. Like you guys practiced before we went on the air here, like being conversational. Mm-hmm. The good DJs are not like, hi there, how are you? Welcome to the radio station. You know what I mean? Years ago, that's the way the DJs were. Now today, the really popular ones are the ones who just talk.
Like they're not using a fake voice?
Exactly. Not using a fake voice. You didn't use a fake voice. I didn't hear your fake voice when you started. You talk like you normally talk, which is good.
I did the first time.
Who's got the next question?
Well, Richie, have you ever met anyone famous?
Yes.
Who?
Do you have 6 hours? I can tell you all the people I've met.
Yeah, go.
All right, I'll tell you a real quick one. How long do we have for this interview?
We have another 40 minutes.
Okay, because I don't want to waste a lot of time.
Well, don't take 39 if I'm on this question.
Yeah, that's right. I'll tell you a quick. There's a country, well, you have to know the country bands in a way, but there's a country band called Rascal Flatts. They're very popular, right? So Rascal Flatts was at the Times Union Center, you know, the big arena?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we had to introduce Rascal Flatts. I was very nervous because that place holds 20,000 people. So that makes you nervous enough. But anyway, We walked up to the stage a little early. We had to get there earlier before the show. And there was this girl, tall girl, standing there signing autographs. And I turned to my partner, whose name was Sean. I said, "Who is that girl? There's a whole line of people waiting to sign autographs." We didn't know who she was. No idea. I don't think she was 18 years old. She was the opening act for Rascal Flatts, and her name was Taylor Swift. And nobody knew who she was.
Was she in disguise?
No, she was just standing there.
She just wasn't famous yet, really.
And Rascal Flatts, they played a joke on her. They got all these people from the audience to ask her for autographs because she said to Rascal Flatts, "I'm very nervous. I don't like to sign autographs. I don't like that." So they did it as a joke because they had to drag people from the audience to sign autographs because nobody even knew who she was.
Do you know any more famous people like that have made new songs now?
Yeah, but a lot of them are still... They're country. You'd have to know the country artists.
Okay.
Oh, Blake Shelton. I have a picture of my son with Blake Shelton, who's on The Voice. He was just starting out as a country artist. Keith Urban, all these people. Oh, yeah. We had a chance to meet him. That was the most exciting part of the job.
So, Richie, what songs have you made and how do you make them?
I tend to make funny songs. Like, I'll take a real song and change the words, and that's what I've done. I have hundreds and hundreds of those songs.
So how do you get, like, your inspiration to change the words? Like, does it pop in your mind? You have to think, like, for hours, like, of a rhyme.
Which is good. Very, very good. Yeah, I'll look for a subject, like, I did some songs about the election, this last election. Oh, boy. What a crazy thing that was, right? Like, about Trump. Like, for example, I would think, like, Trump. Mr. Trump. You know, and then I'll think, oh, that might be funny, and then I'll try to write a song. That's called a song parody, where you take the real song and you change the words.
Sometimes you have to, like, walk around and get ideas walking around just seeing things.
Absolutely.
Inspiration.
Absolutely. People will say, oh, did you just make that up? Maybe it sounds like I did, but I might have been thinking about it for 3 hours before I went on the radio. But that was my job every day, was to have funny songs.
Why funny songs?
That's why I had the nickname Rhyming Richie on the air.
You made songs, were you, like, I don't know how to say it, like, kind of, like, nervous, kind of, to, like, put it up?
Yes, nervous to find out if people are going to like
it. Yeah, what if nobody laughs?
That's right.
You're trying to make a funny song.
It's just like you said, you get a grade. It's just like a test or something, you get a grade.
But you say you're waiting for somebody to laugh, but there's nobody in the room. There's only three other people in the room. So I don't know if the public out there knows that it's funny or not. That's why right now I put it on the internet. I'll write a song and I put it on Facebook, and in 1 second people are writing back. It's actually, in a way, it's better because you find out immediately if they like what you did. You know what I mean?
So Richie, do you ever have like ideas and then they go away and they come back?
What'd you say?
It's
lost
your right.
No, I'm just kidding. Yes, all the time. All the time. And I find that, like, one idea will spur another idea. Like, you have to keep thinking and keep writing. I always feel that way. I don't want to lose my ability to write, so I try to... I'm writing things all the time. I wrote a song about Siri. You know Siri on the iPhone?
Oh, yeah.
There's a song called Sorry Seems to Be the Heart. See, you have to kind of know the song. But there's this Elton John song called Sorry Seems to Be the Hardest Word. And I changed it to Siri Has the Hardest Time with Words. You know how Siri, like, it always gets things wrong?
Yeah.
So I did that song.
What is your radio studio like?
Well, I we're doing a radio interview, so it's hard to show everybody out there, but I showed you some of the pictures. It's really just one room. It's a lot smaller than this room. And it's a lot less echoey. See, this room's... Hey! Hear how echoey that is? You don't want that in a radio studio. So they put, like, cushions on the walls to deaden the sound. I don't know if I can show you that. I don't know if time yet, but... it's got a lot of equipment in it, and it gets hot because you can't open the windows.
Okay, so before I ask you this question... Like, have you ever, like, put, you know, like, have you ever had other websites besides this website?
Have I ever had my own website?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I have a couple of websites.
Oh,
yes.
Okay, so now I'm going to ask you this question.
Okay.
So, were you nervous on the radio? Can you tell us about it?
Yes, I've been nervous many times on the radio. I'll tell you why. Because when I did morning radio, and morning radio means you're on the air at 5:30 in the morning.
Isn't that like morning talk or something?
That's morning radio. It's called drive time radio because people listen to you when they're driving in their cars.
So you have to like wake up really early?
Right.
So do you like sometimes feel like you don't want to go to work, or do you like always want to go to work? You're like, I gotta go. Or like, oh no, I'm not doing this.
Excellent question. If people ask me, and they have asked many times, like, what's it like being on the radio? It's kind of like, did you ever go to a birthday? Let's say you went to a birthday party last night.
Okay.
And it was a little bit late, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you, who's ever been to a birthday party? Like a fun,
yeah.
Everybody's laughing, screaming, having a good time birthday party, right?
Yeah.
You get up the next morning at 5 in the morning. How would you feel?
Like you're exhausted.
I'll be like, give me 2 more seconds to this Boston.
Could you actually... maybe being even in a bad mood, even though you had a good mood?
Yes.
Because you're tired, right?
Yeah.
Well, how would you like to go on the radio at 5 o'clock in the morning when you've had a party the night before?
I might fall. I'll be like, radio.
Wait, I'll be right there in 2 seconds.
Exactly.
Oh, my God, I'm late.
Well, we had to do that 5 days a week. And a lot of times we have to do these night functions where we have to go and introduce a show at the Times Union, mm-hmm. which is so exciting.
Mm-hmm.
You're in front of 20,000 people. You get home, it's 11 o'clock. You can't sleep. And then you got to get up at 5 o'clock and you have to have fun. You have to be funny. And that's where the, if there's any kind of stress that comes from the job, that's where the stress comes in, because every morning you have to,
yeah.
you have to have a fun time even when you're exhausted. It's just... having a fun time at the worst time of the day, 5 o'clock in the morning. That's what made it hard.
You have to be nocturnal? Oh, God.
You have to, right.
Okay. 5 in the morning, that's
so like
3 more hours before school even starts.
Right, exactly.
Oh, God.
Like right now, you guys have been in school all day, so you're probably a little bit tired as well, right?
Yes.
Now,
yeah.
Maybe this show should be a little more exciting. Maybe we should all be laughing and giggling and joking around. And that's what... they would do that, you know. We'd have a boss come in and say, "You guys sound a little dead today. You sound a little, you know, tomorrow morning you better be a little more." So there's that kind of pressure, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But otherwise, it's a fun job.
When you were nervous, were you nervous the first time, like you went on the radio, and how did you like
get
stop work? Being nervous and then actually talked on the radio?
That was actually the question about being nervous.
Mm-hmm.
Being tired. I think when you're more tired, it makes you more nervous in a way too, because like let's say. You had that same party the night before. We get there at 6 o'clock in the morning, and we have an interview. And it's the mayor. So you're like, I'm exhausted. I don't know what to say. So it makes you more nervous because you're tired. You can't think. So there's always that little bit of nervousness. Plus,
I think sometimes kids think, Richie, and probably people in general, that you're somehow able to get rid of the nervousness. But it doesn't really go away.
It doesn't go away.
No.
It stays there.
As soon as that thing's on, or you know there's a mic on, it changes you. You have to be nervous. When you go on stage, if you weren't nervous, you probably wouldn't be good on the stage. Right?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, Richie, how did you set up radio contests?
Radio contests. Oh, we've had a lot of radio contests. Want to hear the biggest radio contest I ever remember?
Yeah.
WGNA's number on the dial is 107.7. Right? So when you go on the radio, well, you don't turn it anymore, but you push the button, right? And so you know that? You know it's 107.7?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there was a contest where you had to go out and find dollar bills with a... you know how it has a serial number in the dollar bill?
Yes.
You know how it has a serial number? We made people go and look for dollar bills that had a 107 in the serial number. It had to be in that order. It can't be 701. It has to be 107. Right? And if you had that dollar bill with a 107... you had to be the 107th caller to the radio station, and you would win $107 or something like that. Why do they keep saying 107, 107? Why do they keep doing that? Do you think?
Same thing.
Same thing over and over?
Why do we keep doing that?
It keeps them refreshing your memory?
So they could know that radio show. Y'all won't forget the radio show.
The radio
show. Oh, my God, this is 107.
When we did our Yates Radio flyer and our posters, what did we want... everyone's attention to go to.
YayToRadio.com.
I'm writing on every page to make sure it keeps them refreshing in their memory every time they look at it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you even said, I've heard of that station when I said 107. You said that. So somehow it got stuck in your brain. Well, anyway, we had so many people calling in to be the 107th caller that the phone company called our station and said, don't ever do that contest again. And we said, why? Because nobody could make a phone call out from Massachusetts to New York. We blocked all the phone lines. This is before cellular phones. You know, this is like 25 years ago. People could not make a phone call from Massachusetts to New York.
You used up all the lines.
We used up all the lines.
Just people calling you.
That was the biggest contest I remember. In fact, I remember driving on the Northway, and somebody in their car, they had $107 bills, like they took pictures of them, and pasted them all over the car. That's how popular that contest was.
We were thinking of having some, like a talent show, and this thing where who can write the best book, I think.
Yeah, we were hoping you would tell us like how to set it up.
Well, we were looking for some guidance, but we'll get some insight from Mitchie after our interview what his thoughts are.
You have some great questions. And what's the next question?
Mitchie, what equipment does a DJ use?
Well, the equipment's changed so much. What is I'll ask you, what does DJ stand for? No, actually.
He told us it was today, because...
Today, it should be digital.
Jumpers? Disc.
Disc. It's such an old school
disc
name.
Disc driver.
No.
This is
a jukebox?
Disc what?
Disc.
It actually stands for disc jockey.
Oh, yeah.
Now, let's take those two words. A disc is... they're coming out again with albums, right? They're coming back out with albums. They used to have them. Do you have them? You probably don't have them as much as we have.
Well, we listened to more of my parents' albums, although I do remember Thriller, my first Thriller album that I checked out of the library. That was a big deal.
It's an album. It's a disc. It's a round disc, right?
Like this big.
Well, yeah, they had little ones and they had big ones, albums. Yep. So... A disc jockey, the disc jockey used to sit there and he'd have these things, they're called turntables.
Yeah, they and he would go like this.
They still have them now.
He wouldn't be doing that.
He doesn't do that. But he puts a thing called, there's like an arm with it has a needle on it.
Mm-hmm, and then like it turns.
It's kind of like the big giant tuba, and it has a needle that goes down, and then you put the disc on, and then the disc spins and it plays the music.
Exactly.
Like a
DVD
player.
So they put on, let's say it was, Name a band that you love.
Lady Gaga.
Okay, say it's a Lady Gaga. This is the way it used to work. You'd go and get the Lady Gaga record, put it on the turntable, put the needle on, turn it on, and go.
But like, the needle kind of goes onto the side, and you put it on, then you like lift it up or drag it.
Exactly. And then there's Kanye West, the next song that's going to come on the radio, so we take the Kanye West record, put that on that turntable, and then when they were done, he would take it and jockey it. To jockey means to move it. Like you jockey things, it means you move it around.
So it basically stands for...
Disc
mover?
Disc jockey.
So, Richie, why do you think that equipment used over time? Why did it change over time?
Very good. Well, that's the way it used to be, these turntables, but they found out that... Well, now it's digital. This thing used to have tape that used to rotate, you know what I mean? They put a tape in.
Oh, yeah, like
and that's
a square.
How you record.
Yeah, like that. And then, like, you'll have, like,
So why do you think things changed, Nicole?
Maybe because, I think it changed because DJ started getting, like, tired of changing it so quick. Mm-hmm. So, like...
It probably was tiring.
It is tiring.
Although, I feel like the answer is more that
time
things got
by.
Easier. Technology improves. And it's easier to use things now than it was to do these records. Plus, the sound quality is so much better when you use something digitally like we have than a record.
Now, can you imagine, like, your whole record collection back then would take up a whole shelf? Today, on your phone, you can have 10,000 songs. You can have 10,000 songs sitting in your pocket. Do you know that our radio station only had 600 songs? People with an iPod have more... You have more songs probably in your pocket than we have in a whole radio station today.
So Richie, have you always been a DJ or have you had other jobs before DJing?
Good question. I actually was a school teacher before I was ever a DJ.
What?
When I got out of college, I actually taught high school social studies for 5 years.
I remember learning social studies in Ms. Rachel's class last year.
Mm-hmm. So would you like teach your tell your students you like radio, DJ, stuff like that? Or would you just keep it personal to yourself?
I think teaching is the hardest job and the most rewarding job ever. And I'm not just saying that because your teacher's here. I think it's very, very important to have great teachers, and I think it was the hardest job I ever had. But actually, teaching was good. It's a good training to be on the radio, too, because when you're a teacher, you have to be prepared. You can't just come in and just wing it. You have to know what you're going to talk about. When you go on the radio, you have to know what you're going to talk about, right? A teacher has to motivate the class and keep them interested. A DJ has to motivate the listeners and keep them interested.
Yeah, so it's only like 6 kids fell asleep today. That's good for me.
Are they the 6 that are listening to me?
So it's like, have you ever had an interview and they just said, wait, no, you can't do this? Or have you always said, you're great, just keep going?
Have I ever interviewed somebody and said that you're kind of boring, that kind of thing? Yeah, that's the toughest, was when you're on the air live and then the person's... We're interviewing somebody at 6 in the morning and they're tired, right? And you go to ask questions and they're like, well, we've had country stars come on the radio who were exhausted because they just performed the night before. And they just performed in another city.
And they had a big party.
Well, let's say they probably performed in Philadelphia. They got on a bus, on a tour bus. They come to Albany, New York, and they have to be on our morning show at 7 o'clock in the morning. They've just played for 2.5 hours in front of thousands of people. We're all excited because we're getting a big star in, and the guy's sitting there, what do you want to talk about now? I'm exhausted.
So why should they be exhausted? Well, you have to get up at 5 in the morning and get ready and get outside and get in your car and then drive right. all the way to the radio
and
station.
Still get right. breakfast.
That's right. Oh, I have another star story to tell you. You ever hear of the woman named Carrie Underwood?
No. Yeah.
Carrie Underwood, right?
Yeah.
Well, Carrie Underwood. Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you? Thanks for coming.
Thank you. Okay. Well, Carrie Underwood, who was a very big star, she said she was going to come to our radio station.
Oh, really?
So she came in a bus at about 1, and she got there about 1:30 in the afternoon. Well, we do an early morning show, but I stayed there until 1:30 because I wanted to see Carrie Underwood. So I'm getting up to show. She comes in. I actually have a picture of this. She walks in and she's like very low key, you know, very, looked like she was tired. And she sits down. This is 1:30 in the afternoon. And she said, boy, you people get up early. We looked at each other. She didn't even know what time it was. Because they're in these tour buses with the light, you know what I mean? They have the shades down.
Yeah.
She thought she was waking up and coming to do our morning show. It was 1:30 in the afternoon. They even get their times messed up because they just go from city to city to city.
And how distracted they are with their songs.
Right. I mean, it's fun. It's a lot of fun, but it's a lot of work. All of this is a lot of work to do it right, but it's... I know I sound like I'm complaining, and I'm not. I'm just saying that it's... I'm trying to be real about what the job is like. Because it's a fun job, but there's a lot of work to it.
So, Richie, why did you become a DJ?
No, I don't know. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, because it's so exciting. It's... It was the most exciting thing ever. You get to meet stars. You get to talk to people. You go out in the public and people are like shaking your hand. And you know, you feel, everybody wants to feel like a celebrity a little bit.
Did you ever give autographs to people?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. People ask if you autograph, which is kind of interesting. And I always go, why do you want my autograph?
Do people ask you for years? You're the student council president.
Oh, see? You're going to get it.
Oh, yeah.
You have a little fame, a little celebrity, you know, and you're in yourself.
It's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. It is cool.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Next question. So, what is it like when you make a mistake on the radio?
Now, that's a very interesting question. I was thinking about that. Like, do you think it's important to be, you know, very perfect on the radio? Like,
Nobody's
that because nobody's perfect, like Nicole was saying. And, like,
people always make mistakes. Like, mistakes happen, and you learn from your mistakes as you go. So, yeah,
just the way you even talk right now, you missed a couple of words, but nobody said, oh my God. That makes you real. Everybody talks like that. Nobody talks perfectly, and that makes for a good, you know, person on the radio, somebody who's just talks normally.
So, like, when you make a mistake, you keep going on, just stop, and then you wait, like, okay, or just keep going.
Well, you see, our show was a funny show, so a mistake is a chance to be funny. Like, if somebody makes a mistake, and the other person kind of picks on that person, in a funny way, you know what I mean? That makes the show even more funny. So actually, we want the mistakes. You don't want too many mistakes, because then you look totally unprofessional.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, we used to do these funny things, like, we do these skits on the radio. And I had another partner who were like, I would come in as a, you know, you remember President Clinton? Hillary Clinton's husband? Well, he kind of talks like this. So I tried to do an impersonation of him. And so my partner would say, oh, here comes President Clinton now. He's coming in the door. And we'd wait, and he would make a mistake and forget to push the door sound effect, you know what I mean? So I go, where's the door? I can't hear the door. And we'd joke around because he made a mistake and didn't push the right button at the right time. But that made it more funny. You ever see people make mistakes on TV and they burst out laughing? Right?
Just like on some end of the movies, they show the things like when they get it wrong and they start laughing.
Good point.
Yeah. And everyone laughs, right?
Right. Yeah. It's funny. They're human
Nobody
beings.
Nobody really likes a movie that's so serious. Like, bro.
Like, oh my God, can you make this movie funny?
Plus, when you make a movie, do you know how many times they'll do every scene?
Over
1,000,
like 3 or
4.
9,
50.
More than that. 100,000.
Oh, they'll do a scene and then the lighting's wrong and then or the didn't come out right.
Somebody laughed.
Somebody
like,
you don't celebrate. We gotta redo it.
That's right.
Wait, no, your hair's not perfect.
That's right.
I need more light.
Exactly.
Why is she wearing that dress? I thought it was blue. No, I quit.
Now, my hair wasn't perfect, but I came in today.
Richie, can we ask you some personal questions?
Just about how much money I make.
It's not.
You know what color our pajamas are, though.
Okay, go ahead. What's your personal question?
Do you have any kids?
Yes, I have one child. He's 26 years old. He just got married.
So what's your favorite color, Richie?
My favorite color is like blue.
Nice color.
Blue.
I like purple.
That's
my
second color.
I love purple.
How old are you?
If you don't want to say it.
I told you right away.
If you don't want to say it, you don't have to say it.
We're now on the radio. Just
I am not going to say that I'm 63 years old.
You said it.
I did not. I
yes, you did. You said 63.
No, I said there's a tree.
No. Guys, there was a tree. That tree is 63 years old.
See? I'm as old as that tree.
Okay, Richie, so I have something to ask you.
Go ahead.
What is your favorite holiday?
Favorite holiday?
Trick question.
Well, a lot of people, of course, like Christmas. I like Thanksgiving.
I love Thanksgiving.
I love tomorrow.
You'll never guess you're in luck.
Because there's food.
And there's all my family usually comes over on Thanksgiving. We'll have a meal together.
Turkey!
What?
Like, what time will you eat?
Apparently we're not invited.
Plus, you're not expected to give a gift on Thanksgiving and all that. You just
it's
go
all
and
Christmas.
Have, it's all niceness.
So, Richie, what foods do you like?
Turkey, steak,
mac and cheese,
chicken, cereal, all at once in a big bowl.
I like pumpkin pie on Thanksgiving.
Oh, pumpkin cheesecake. You're
right. I love
mashed potato.
The best. All
right, well, Richie, what amusement parks have you went to?
The Great Escape. You ever been to the Great Escape?
I went to Six Flags.
At Six Flags? Well, that is, yep.
Have you been ever to Disney World?
Yes. Well, in fact, you want to hear something? I know this kind of makes you spoiled. When my son was young, they used to send our whole radio show down to Disney World, and we used to broadcast from there.
Wow.
So, and they had this beautiful radio studio worth probably millions of dollars. And we used to do our show from there, and then they would give us they give us tickets to the park. Because we'd go in Disney World at about 4 o'clock in the morning to get ready to do our show.
That's even earlier than you go to the radio.
That's right. They made you go like an hour early to make sure everything worked, because we'd have to broadcast to New York from Florida. But then after the show, they said, well, now you're in the park. You don't have to leave. You can stay there all day. So we used to stay all day for free.
That's probably exhausting.
Did you bring any guests?
Oh, I used to bring my son and my wife. Yeah, we used to, yep.
That's probably exhausting.
So have you ever played live, Richie?
Oh, yes. Oh, all the time.
Where?
I actually do a comedy act with another guy. So we're going to be doing our show from a restaurant. And we've done our radio show live many times. We go to a restaurant and do, we did a thing called the Small Town Tour, where we'd pick a small town, and we'd set up our radio station at like a diner.
Like what type of small town did you pick?
Oh, we had a lot of different towns. It's connected to the big town. Scotia, which is right around here.
We did
the Scotia Diner.
Oh, that's good.
Do you have an interview with anyone else? Like, have people...
A lot of people over the years. A lot of radio, musicians, which I love. I mean, who's ever heard of Hunter Hayes? You've heard of Hunter Hayes? He's a young guy. He's about maybe 25 years old.
I think he's on The Voice.
He might have been on The Voice as a guest, like a mentor, like what he teaches. He came on our show, and we wrote a song together on the radio.
We did
a thing called Write a Song Wednesday, where people would call in and pick a topic, and I had to write the song within the same hour.
Wow.
Yeah, and then Hunter Hayes came on, and Hunter Hayes plays... Who plays an instrument in here?
Me.
I used to.
Great. Hunter Hayes plays 33 instruments.
Whoa.
In fact, he did an album where he played every single instrument on it.
Oh my gosh.
So I actually, Drome Sound, which is a local music store here? I went down to Drome Sound and I rented like 5 different instruments. And we brought them on the air and we had him to see if he could play them. He plays the guitar, he plays the trumpet, he plays the drums. And it was a lot of fun. We wrote a song together.
So Richie, where were you born?
I was born in Long Island. Do you know where that is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have any family in a very small town that, live somewhere else on the other side of the country or in a different state?
My mother used to live in Florida, but we moved her up here because she's 91 years old now. So we moved her up here so we could be closer. Yep, and I have relatives in California. Yep. Mm-hmm. Don't see them as much, but because of Facebook, you can at least talk to people.
Okay. Are you finished?
No, I'm finished. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Richie. It was so much happy. It was fun having you here asking you questions.
Thank you.
Hope we see you another day.
Thank you all.
Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too.
And bye.
Bye-bye.